B-Pod Studios.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Friday. Today is September 11th, 2020.
We have a big show planned for you. It involves a lot of music.
Yes.
Because we do the legendary Friday free-for-all all morning long. Throwback hits from all the best years of your life.
The best years of Loren's life.
Right.
Always.
Hey, Loren, just hit that button right there when you're ready to do the free-for-all. But count us down first.
You got to start from
eight?
Okay.
Countdown from eight, and we'll start the free-for-all. Go ahead.
Okay. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Loren's feeling the Friday free-for-all. What you going to do, Loren?
I'll just whip out a boob.
Still to
come. More throwback songs as we get you in the mood for the weekend with the legendary Friday free-for-all. Plus, I want to tell you about my day in 30 seconds, which includes stopping to help someone this morning and calling 911.
What? I cannot wait to hear that.
Okay, bud, I'm glad I got your ears.
I love calling 911.
I know you do.
Okay.
This was for a real reason, not to just check in on the operator. I'll discuss, and then we'll hear everybody's day in 30 seconds coming up.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on Kiss 95.1.
Yeah!
We are excited to be playing throwback music all morning long. We also love bringing you your day in 30 seconds.
Now, Manny, you had a doozy. I want to save you for last because I'm going to be really into it. So, Lauren, would you like to go ahead first?
Sure, I'll go. So yesterday I had a really proud mommy moment, and I was shooting some stuff for my blog, and both of my kids were all in. Yeah, not just a little bit. Like, Cash was taking the photographer by the hand and, like, making her stand in one place and walking in front of the camera and going, cheese, cheese. And then I had Jackson in the sling, in like the baby Bjorn sling. And he was like looking at the camera and laughing. And like, I was like, who are my kids? Of course, like, I was like, this is amazing. This is my proudest moment as a mom.
There's nothing more heartwarming than when a kid grabs your hand and they can only grab like two fingers.
Yeah. Yep.
About your heart. So yesterday for me, Manny, I went home and I grabbed a couple cheesesteaks to bring for me and my fiance. And I come in there and he takes one bite of it. He goes, I just can't eat this. I'm like, is it bad?
did I not cook a good cheesesteak?
I picked it up from our favorite deli. And he goes, we eat so unhealthy. He goes, I can't take another bite. I need salad. We need vegetables.
He must have heard yesterday's unqualified advice.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So here I am then getting back in the car, going to Chick-fil-A, getting some salad.
Really? You don't discuss meals. You just bring meals back?
I just bring him food back, and I hope he likes it.
Wow, that's interesting. That would never
somebody
work.
Somebody would do that for me.
Oh, that would never work in our family. Yeah. I would be driving back every time. 100% of the time, I'd be going to get something else.
Well, because he's busy working, it's a whole thing for me to call him. And then, what do you want? He'd be like, what do you want? I don't know. I don't know. I'm like, you know, I'll just make the executive decision of what we're eating. And yesterday, it did not hit well.
So where's that other cheesesteak?
Oh, they're in the fridge.
It's on standby?
It's on standby in case we want a little snack.
All right. A little snack. So mine, a day in 30 seconds, is actually from this morning. I drive to work every morning down Ray Road in like Waxhaw in the Ballantyne area for you guys in the outer county. It just takes me to 485, one of the major highways. So it's somewhat of a busier road in the morning. However, usually when I'm driving down it at about 445, it's pretty dark and there's not many traffic, many lights or anything. And as I was driving, I saw like a reflector in the lane, in the right-hand lane, and it almost looked like somebody had fallen or something was dropped. It almost looked like maybe it was eyes of an animal, you know? Oh. And so I'm driving closer and closer, and with that I see like a cell phone flashlight like this. Like waving
back and forth at you?
So I slow down, and I'm like, is everybody okay? And I see a biker on the ground and a civilian standing there.
Oh.
And he's like, no, I just hit this guy.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, okay. I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull in front. I said, are you calling 911? He's like, yes, I'm calling them now. So I said, I'm going to pull in front of you guys and put my hazards on so people see at least there's somebody in the street. He's like, okay. And the man on the bike doesn't speak good English. I think maybe he was like Nigerian or something like that. And he was like laying half on the ground and half on the curb. And he's like, he was like mumbling, you know, and I'm like, are you okay? As the other guy was talking to 911.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you dizzy? Are you bleeding? He's like, no, no blood, no blood. Hurt underarm, hurt underarm. I was like, okay. He's like, help me up, help me up. And I'm like, I don't want to move you.
If something goes bad, you get sued.
Right.
Yeah, but you got to get him out of the street.
That's the other thing I'm thinking too, you know? So as the guy's on the phone with 911, more cars are coming towards me.
Oh,
and
man.
Then what I do is I take my phone then because I don't want to get hit. And I'm like waving people over, and I'm like, you just get over to the other lane, the left-hand lane, you know? Everybody was driving really slow. Everybody checked in. Everybody was really nice, like five cars.
Yeah.
So finally, I said to the guy who hit the guy on the bike who was there on the phone with 911, I said, where's your car? He's like, it's up the road.
Oh, he didn't even know he hit him?
I guess not. It had to be 100 yards away from the biker. So another civilian who drove by came back around again and said, is that your car up there? And the guy said, yes. He said, I'll sit in front of that car with my hazards on so people see it.
Oh, is his completely off?
In the left-hand lane.
Okay. Wow.
So then the guy goes, how do I tell 911 where we're at? Because you know you're a 911 operator.
Yeah, I don't know where you are.
Exactly
you
where you're
know
at.
Where your location is.
And
you're on Ray Road. There's definitely landmarks.
Right. I said, we're right by the Blakeney Racquet Club, almost, you know, all these points of reference. And then I ran into my car because I know cops love this. And I go, we're northbound just past Tom Short on Ray Road. I had to go look at my GPS in the car to see we were going north.
They do like to know which side of the road you're on.
And not 2 minutes later, the cop showed up. Really nice guy.
Sirens flying up.
I helped the man up. It seemed like he only had like maybe a rib or arm injury.
Oh.
But as I drove past the car who hit the biker, his car was like leaking and the fender was like hanging off the front fender.
Oh my gosh.
So he hit him hard.
I know we got to go to break here, but I said to the guy, I said, okay, I'm leaving. The officer said, thanks for staying. I said, okay. I said to the guy, I hope you feel better. And then I said to the guy who came back, it was sitting next to the guy he hit. I said, thank you for coming back because a lot of people could have just kept going.
Yep.
And that guy would have just been laying there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you could tell the biker wasn't thrilled. He just got hit by the guy.
Yeah. He's sitting beside him.
But it meant a lot to me that the guy came back.
I can't wait to sue you.
Yeah. I was like, what lawyer? What's wrong? Lawyer. Get me a lawyer. Anyway, that was my good deed this morning. So, and good job by that guy who hit him. Okay. All right, Nicole, we're going to commercial.
Hey, can I just say something? We're sitting there talking about a story, Nicole, where a guy, she's in our year yelling, go to break. Talk about a story. A guy that got hit by a car and you're going, go to break.
Cut him off.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Eminem going after 2000s artists in his song. Like early 2000s, like Watch Out Moby.
Coming for you, dude.
Paris Hilton ain't got nothing. Although she's popped back up again. The legendary Friday free-for-all. The Mandy Roy and Lori Morning Show.
Playing the throwback hits all morning long.
Good morning, Lori.
Hey, y'all.
Our very favorite bus driver ever. Hold on, Lori. Your phone's not in a good position. It's not in good shape. I think Lori wanted to hear Nelly Furtado, though.
You want me to fix it, or you just want to move
on? Nah, we'll just play Nelly Furtado for Lori.
That's called stereo versus mono, folks.
Weird. Something was pushed down. Anyway, okay. She wants Nelly Furtado. You know who Lori is?
She is the Raging Uptown bus driver.
Loren, she took us, all these drunk people, on our bus tour a couple summers ago when we go brewery to brewery.
I remember.
Now she's driving the mammography bus, giving people breast examinations.
Wonderful. Very important. Well, here you go. This is for you, Lori.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Playing your throwback hits all morning long. It's the legendary Friday free-for-all with the Maney, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show. Got a text here from 803. This is best song to start my Friday. Heading into work, shout out to all the nursing home workers.
Yes. give a big shout out to them. Thank you, the plug bell. Hey, are you guys, obviously everybody's favorite childhood movie is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, right?
Yeah. I don't know if I'd say my favorite, but yeah, I mean, I like it.
I mean,
it's a little scary, but yeah.
I guess when he goes through the cave, he gets a little scary.
Yeah.
I think the remake is even scarier than the original.
I agree with that.
You know what? I didn't hate Johnny Depp's remake.
Really?
I thought he did a pretty good job. I love the concept, though. You find a golden ticket, and then you win a tour of the factory.
Yep.
Well, Roy stumbled upon something that's happening in real life that kind of is just like Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka's evidently here and giving away his factory, and you could get it too. All you got to do is find something else that's golden, and we'll discuss coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Throwback hits all morning long with the legendary Friday free-for-all. We're going to be having more of your favorite throwbacks coming up soon. But the story is going viral, and it's not. There's a modern-day Willy Wonka doing a scavenger hunt where if you find the key to one of his candy factories, you could, I guess, win it? You win the factory, just like the Willy Wonka movie. Now,
except in the movie, you didn't know you were going to win the factory. You just got a tour.
Right.
Remember,
right.
He surprised Charlie at the end.
No, everyone knows what they're getting with this. And you remember how flashy Willy Wonka was and fun?
Gene Wilder was amazing in that role. And Johnny Depp wasn't terrible, but yeah.
Well, here's this guy. His name's David Klein, and he claims to be the owner of Jelly Belly.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Listen to this.
We're going to have the ultimate treasure hunt where the winner will be receiving a key to one of our candy factories. And we're looking for you, Charlie, out there.
So this guy, David, evidently came up with a jelly bean.
You get nothing. You lose.
And he called it the Jelly Belly and asked the people who actually makes the candy to make it for him back in 1976. He convinced, he was trying to sell this new jelly bean, convinced the Associated Press to do an article for him, and used customers, his family as customers, to say, hey, this thing is exploding. And this fake article about his company exploded his business. And then he sold the business to the people who actually make it now.
He's the original catfisher.
Yeah. And
seriously.
He only sold it for... it was $5 million to get paid $10,000 per month for 20 years.
So
it's
he doesn't.
Terrible.
But no, but let's explain something though. In the movie Willy Wonka, he and Slugworth owned the chocolate factory. So what you're telling me is that he's trying to sell a factory he doesn't own?
I don't know what he owns now. It ain't Jelly Belly.
The check is Slugworth.
He ain't owning it. And yeah. Then so you go to thegoldenticket.com. Which, by the way, the website looks alarmingly fake.
Okay, so before we go on, everybody proceed with caution.
100%. We are not telling you to participate in this scavenger hunt.
It sounds kind of shady.
You got to pay like $50 just to even participate.
Really? You got to pay to participate?
Where is it like out of? Because it's not local to Charlotte. It's not like we can go out in Charlotte and find the golden ticket.
One key in every state, he says.
Oh.
And
it's a lot of space to cover.
I found typos on the website. It doesn't look right.
Oh, dude, he doesn't look healthy at all. I'm looking at him.
And I don't know what factories he owns. But, you know, he's going around saying, I own Jelly Belly. And you think that you're going to get the Jelly Bean factory, which now he could still own a candy factory. I mean, he clearly has some knowledge in the world of candy.
The cap is 1,000 participants in each state. He announced on YouTube on Monday that all the spots in California have been sold. It's $50,000. No.
So $50 per 1,000. That's $50,000.
Wow.
So that's 50 states, right? So that's, He's making $2.5 million from this.
Yeah. This is a scam. This has to be a scam.
He's quoted as saying, you get a candy factory in this article.
I guess maybe his candy factory is only worth like $300,000, $400,000.
Maybe.
He's trying to pay it off with this.
But in this little video announcement on his website, he says you get a key to the factory.
We're going to have the ultimate treasure hunt where the winner will be receiving a key to one of our candy factories.
Yeah, like the key to the bathroom?
Well, no, but that doesn't mean that you get the actual factory. Maybe that just means like you can go in whenever you want and take candy.
Well, the website does say at thegoldenticket.com that if you join the ultimate treasure hunt where I give away one of my candy factories. He does say it right there on the website. Huh. Now, I don't see any legal rules on the website. Which
at one point, Loren, we were watching, Roy and I were in here watching during commercial, and like he and his co-host, his Slugworth, is a female, and she's like, we can't go live because it's a contest. He goes, all these rules.
Yeah. I don't see him posted here.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, this is up at kiss951.com if you want to find out more about it. But you have to pay $50. Now, I say we make Roy pay $50.
No.
This is something he would get into. Like, I could see you getting into this.
So, and I'm so scared because I think it's a scam. But at the same time, it says only six spots are available. So
only six spots left?
Yeah, in North Carolina.
You feel like there's some urgency to make a decision.
I do.
There's 30,000 members of the Golden Ticket Facebook group.
How about this? If you guys, if we go all pitch in together, I'll give you a third of the factory when I win it.
Okay. But we'll have to not be able to work.
Well, of course. I mean, I don't know anything about making candy.
Well, no. I mean, we'll have to not work to go find all 50 tickets.
Right. Oh.
Isn't that what you have to do? You have to find all 50.
You have to find all 50. I think it's just one hidden in
the
state.
You probably just have to, yeah, I would think one in each state, and then maybe it's a lottery from there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really? Oh, I was kind of hoping.
Even if you pay the $50, you might not win it.
I was kind of hoping you find the golden key and you won the factory.
Right?
But,
no,
but you're right. There's one in every state.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know what to do.
Well, I know that my actual Willy Wonka dream is crushed because that guy sounds nothing like the Willy Wonka that I know.
No, and hopefully his factory doesn't look how he sounds. Because.
Mr. Wonka, I am extraordinarily busy, sir. I just wanted to ask about the chocolate.
You get nothing. I don't own anything.
Literally.
All I have is a key.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
People are just loving the throwback music. Way to get my Friday going. 704 says on my way to work. Thank you for the biggie. Today, don't forget, is 9/11. Next year will be a big one, Loren. Next year will be the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
I can't believe it.
Isn't that hard to believe? It's funny. I've told my story 100 times of, you know, here and on the Rap Party podcast of my incident on 9/11. And No Limit Larry texted me. He goes, yo, you got 2 minutes? And I ran in during that 2-song sweep right there and told my story on Power. So if you're interested in my 9/11 story, you've never heard it, go to power98.com.
No. We'll just repost ours.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. We're trying to get every listener we can.
I'm trying to help a sister station.
I get it, but they have all the help they can. We need all the help we can get.
It was distracting, too. I was in there talking, and the guest microphone on Power 98, our sister station, you can't see Larry. So Larry's pointing to Burpee, his co-host, and he's telling Burpee, I guess, to get out of the room. So I'm telling the story. Burpee's standing up. Larry's not paying attention. The only one looking at me is Miss Jessica.
Why was the other show host kicked out?
Probably too many people in the room, right?
No. I think the phone was ringing, and they have to run. You know, they didn't have Nicole wasn't in today, their producer. So I think
he's out.
I think Burp was running to go answer the phone in the other room.
Mm. Oh.
But here I am, you know, telling a story about how I was at the airport that day, and I was supposed to be on Flight 93, and there's all sorts of hand signals going on. Like, what kind of show is this?
Way more professional than us. We have zero hand signals.
You got that right. All right, what'd you find out about the golden ticket? Anything else? We talked about it at 7 a.m. this morning, where this guy who invented the Jelly Belly is going to give away one of his candy factories.
So you do get if you find the ticket in North Carolina, you're then eligible for another scavenger hunt actually inside of a candy factory in Wisconsin. Now, who I don't know how they're going to determine the winner of that scavenger hunt. That wasn't really detailed out in the rules, but they did say that you would win the factory and get a free candy making course at a university.
Wow.
Now, they also said that at any time they cannot refund you and the contest could be rescheduled or canceled, which tells me he's spending the $2.5 million right now.
But it's so weird. You guys have to go check. If you didn't hear us talk about it, go check it out. The article's up at kiss95.1.com. There's so many shady holes in the whole thing. It's like people are on the Facebook group already, Lorenz, saying that the ticket's been found in Georgia, and then other people are like, no, it's not. It hasn't even been announced yet. Oh, it's a disaster.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Say good morning to Misty in Gastonia, everybody.
What up, Misty?
Hey, how are y'all?
We're great on this Friday.
You loving the free-for-all, Misty?
Yes.
Good. Throw Lorenz out so we could add some Cheerwine to your free-for-all fun.
All right. Get out, Lorenz.
I'm going.
All right, Lorenz is leaving, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Misty in the gas house. Here we go. Question one. SNL is headed back to the studio for the 46th season. It's going to debut in October. What does SNL stand for?
Saturday Night Live.
Even when you're part of the royal family, your Zoom calls can get crashed by your kids. That's what happened to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Their son's been crashing some of their calls. What's his name? Do you know? Three.
George.
Okay, question three. BTS fans woke up early yesterday to catch the K-pop group perform on NBC's Today Show. What country is that pop band BTS from?
BTS, they're from...
Three.
Japan.
Question four. Kelly Clarkson split from her husband this summer and says her next record will be her most personal one yet. She's come a long way from the start on what show?
American Idol.
And question five. Jussie Smollett has broken his silence about his case from January of 2019. He's still maintaining his innocence in a recent interview. What Fox show did he star in? Three.
Oh my gosh.
Two. One. I know you know the name. You might not remember the show.
I don't remember. I'm all right. Mad today.
That's okay. Come on, Lorenz.
Waving Lorenz back in, putting her headphones on.
All right. How did she do?
Our friend Misty got two correct.
Okay.
Don't laugh, Misty. Let's see how Lorenz does, okay? SNL's heading back to the studio for the 46th season. It's going to debut in October. What does SNL stand for?
Saturday Night Live.
1-1.
Yeah, Misty got that one. Even when you're part of the royal family, your Zoom calls can get crashed by your kids. That's what happened to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Their son's been crashing some of their Zoom calls. What's his name, the son?
Archie.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Misty said George. 2-1.
Not a bad guess.
No, it's not a bad guess.
BTS fans woke up early yesterday to catch the K-pop group perform on NBC's Today Show. What country is BTS from?
Korea.
Be more specific. Because Korea is split in two?
Yeah.
Three? What'd you say?
South Korea.
No, what did you say the first time? Get out of here, North Korea.
You think if there was an artist in North Korea, we'd know about him?
I know.
All right, don't worry. She said Japan. It's 2-1.
At least you were on the right island, Lorenz. Kelly Clarkson split from her husband this summer and says her next record's going to be her most personal one yet. She came a long way from debuting on what show?
American Idol.
That's right. It is 3-2.
All right. Question five. Jussie Smollett has broken his silence about his case from January 2019. In a recent interview, he maintained his innocence. What Fox show did he star on?
Empire.
That is correct. No answer for Misty. Final score, 4-2. Lorenz, 25 wins.
Misty, sorry, girl. You know what we want to hear
okay.
Before I let you go.
I played you before and beat you, and then I played you again and you beat me, so you won the tiebreaker.
Oh.
And whooping style, by the way.
Yeah, I know. My name is Misty. I'm from Gastonia, and I can't beat Lorenz.
Thanks for playing, Misty.
But you will, you're Misty. Welcome. You will.
I will one day. Have all a good right. Day, guys.
See you, friend. I got to give two more legendary, got to get to more throwback hits with the legendary Friday Free-For-All, your favorite songs coming up next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show with the legendary Friday free-for-all throwback hits all morning long. Playing your favorite song.
704 said, holy S, Brass Monkey just made my morning y'all rock. If we could get you to swear in your car on your way to work this morning, then we've done something right. Let's see. Someone says, please, I need something to wake up. I have no motivation. Can you play some Spice Girls? We'll throw it in there.
Yeah, why not?
We'll throw it in there. Now, Loren,
did
you know that football kicked off last night?
I did. When I was going to bed, my husband was nice enough to tell me that there were two games on.
Maybe a college game.
It was a college game and then an NFL game, yeah.
Yeah, the NFL kicked off last night, Roy. The Houston Texans lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, who are the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
And this weekend, the Panthers kick off at home, no fans. But what's interesting about our game is we're playing the Raiders.
Okay.
Why is that interesting? I know you're asking.
Yeah, I'm really interested.
One, you're accidentally wearing their colors. You're black and gray. You're wearing Raiders colors.
Oh, Raiders, okay.
And two, they moved from Oakland to Las Vegas. So this is their first game ever as the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, I am just, you have me tuned in of interest. I mean, I am.
Nicole, longtime Panthers fan, born and raised in North Carolina. How are you feeling? I know, listen, we've been through the whole Cam thing. Nobody's around anymore.
I am very excited to watch. I am nervous for the fact of, I hope it's as fun as it normally is.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, rooting for CMC, all the guys, but I don't, they're all new. I don't know them. I don't have a personal connection to any of them.
I posted a picture of Cam in a Patriots jersey, or I posted a picture of Teddy Bridgewater, our new quarterback, in a Panther jersey, and I said, it's like, you know, our old girlfriend has moved on, and everybody's like, oh, Manny, get over it. Cam's gone. But a lot of people said, get Teddy on your show. So we actually started that process this week. Okay. Of reaching out to the new quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater.
I've heard great things about him.
Good. Well, we love our coach. He's a motivational speaker. We call him Reverend Rule.
I will work tirelessly each day to bring you guys a championship, to bring you a championship. Because that's what this region deserves. I wanted to find people in an organization that's tough. Amen. Keep pounding isn't just a slogan, it's a way of life.
Yeah.
That when things are hard or when things are good, how you feel or what's happening can affect your effort each and every day.
Amen. Yeah.
I wanted to come be a part of an organization that believes that. And I know that I've found that.
There's our coach, Rev Rule. I can't wait. All season long, we'll be playing with Rev Rule. Go Panthers. Keep pounding, baby.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Good luck on Sunday.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren, what is it that we all have? Me, you, even producer Nicole, who doesn't have a partner right now. And Roy doesn't have one.
Yeah, we all have songs that remind us of our partners.
I don't have a song.
Roy, so you and Sterling don't have a song together. Dallas and I do have a song together, but like it's our first wedding song, but I have another song that actually like really reminds me of our relationship.
Okay. When you hear this song, no matter where you are, what's going on, you automatically think of Dal?
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is. Are you guys ready for it? All right. Listen to this.
Oh, so romantic.
I know I joke a lot. I'm not joking about this.
Oh, really? This is serious?
This is the song she sent me. Yeah.
Oh, look in them beautiful eyes and the way he walks.
There's a reason behind it, though.
Yeah.
Does he do a really mean air guitar to this song that really gets you going?
Is Thunderstruck a euphemism for something?
Is this the song that plays when Dal comes into the bedroom? The smoke and flames.
It's like a full NFL intro.
Here comes Daddy. head down like this.
All manly. All manly.
Pounding his chest.
You want some Dallas? That's right, you little red. You're going to get 167 pounds of Dow.
Seriously, what's the story behind it?
Well, we met when I was cheering for the Dolphins. So that reminds me of, like, being on the field. And those were that was our intro song for pregame. So
we were kind of right.
You were. Like, we met at the Miami Dolphins, and that song just, like, takes me back and being on the sidelines.
What was
and
he
Dallas
doing?
Being there.
What was he doing? I know you were a cheerleader. What was he?
Dallas, he played semi-pro football in Virginia. And then when he was done doing that, he came to the Miami Dolphins to help with kids' camps and game day operations.
Okay.
So he was, like, in charge of, like, everything that went on the sidelines.
So while you're dancing, you the corner of your eye, you're looking at him to this song.
Hey, big boy.
But it's funny, though, because the idea of a song, Roy, is whenever you hear one, you automatically think of your partner, right?
Right.
Now, on the complete flip side, when I hear this song, I think of Amanda.
Oh, really?
Human Nature by Michael Jackson.
That sounds romantic.
It came on one time when we first met, and she's like, I love this song. And I'm like, I do too.
That's like the first song you bonded over.
I mean, it's so far from Thunderstruck by AC/DC. I feel like we're at the not popular table, and Lorenz at the jog table. Yeah.
Maybe I'll choose Paradise City to sit with Loren
by Guns N' Roses. Yeah, because Sterling loves Paradise City by Guns N' Roses from the 90s, I'm sure. What about, like didn't you guys have Chance the Rapper in common?
Yeah, we like Chance the Rapper, yeah.
Okay, is there one song?
Chance song. Well, now Roy's off of that because he canceled his concert, remember?
Yeah.
He takes songs personally.
I do. He canceled his tour for his family. It's a bunch of crap. Go back to work.
What about you, Nicole? I mean,
I've had songs with it, like, with everybody that I've dated, but, like, in terms of, I guess, like Kylie, like, her and I have a song because our first, like, hanging out, the first time we ever, like, hung out together, just her and I.
Yeah.
It was a concert. It was a Chris Lane concert. So we had the Chris Lane I Don't Know About You makes me think of her.
I'm trying to think
anytime
of...
I hear it.
Okay. Let's hear that. Oh, gosh.
It's a little...
Stop it.
Everybody's songs are so nice.
Oh. You could have played the chorus.
I'm just on Spotify.
No, we like to hear how bad it is. I don't know about you, but I never come into this far. Oh, are you singing?
It's a good song. 5 o'clock.
Why don't you steal it from her?
Make it a thing. Yeah, pretty sure.
Sterling gonna get down with a country song though.
No, yeah. No. So you hear that song?
No,
you think
Casey
of Kylie.
Musgraves.
No.
Ugh, the worst.
No. I'm trying to think of what was big back when I first met him. Fetty Wap, I think, was in at the clubs.
But, Roy, it's supposed to be, like...
It doesn't have to be romantic.
No, I mean, that's true. But, like, even, like, I have songs with my friends. Like, Manny, you know our friend Layla. Like, her and I have a song together that always makes me think of her.
Oh, my gosh. You have songs for everything.
Like, whenever I hear Return of the Mac, I think of my guy friends.
Yeah.
Like, partying in 97.
I mean, do you have a song with, like...
What are you going to do for a wedding? Oh, buddy.
I got to pick all the songs for the wedding.
But you have to have a dance song, don't you?
Yeah,
a
slow dance song.
What are you going to pick? It's got to be something that he is into also.
I know. I don't know.
I'll leave you Human Nature by Michael Jackson for the day.
I want Thunderstruck. That's the jam.
Someone
already
said Thunderstruck.
Taken.
Somebody texted us, said, can you play the full thing of Thunderstruck?
My testosterone goes up when I hear that song.
Hey, text us some ideas. Give us some songs that would be good for Roy and Sterling, his partner. Maybe a first dance song. We'll put them on a list and we'll talk about them in the Rap Party podcast.
Because there's nothing like doing our first dance going, it was submitted by a listener 2 years ago.
It's the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.
Show. Loren, we were also talking about trying to help our buddy Roy. You and I both have songs that remind us of our partners. Yours is Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Yeah, and you guys somehow knew like Dallas's entrance when when it comes on.
The bedroom, man, that's a turns into an arena.
I got a camera in my house.
But it's like the song that the Miami Dolphins played, and that's how you met Dallas. So when you hear that, you automatically go back to that time and place.
Right.
And I, for me, it's Human Nature by Michael Jackson. When I first started dating Amanda, I guess that song came on, and she was like, I love this song. I'm like, I do too. Mm-hmm. And that's our, like, whenever I hear that, I think of that moment. But you and Sterling don't have a song like that. Mm-mm. And then we moved it even further to say, what are you going to do for your wedding song? And you're at a loss for that.
I'm real. By the way, watch me do this whole thing. And then when I get home, it's going to be, what do you mean we don't have a song? We have a song.
I know. And if Sterling, loved us, he would come on the show. But he does. He loves us, but he doesn't want to do the show. But I would love to get him on to ask him.
Yeah, he does not like the radio show.
He's not interested.
He is not a big fan.
828 says, Wind Beneath My Wings. I love that song. Perfect for Roy and Sterling.
Okay.
I can fly higher than an eagle.
Isn't that song? I feel like that's about death, no?
You know where the wind beneath my wings? I don't know. I think it's just an uplifting song.
Okay.
Yeah.
919 says, my husband and I, also a gay couple, use Lady Gaga's Always Remember Us. This way, because we both love her, we wanted to choose an artist and a song that we both felt was unique to us.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. What about, can't use, no Callum Scott, please.
Sore subject.
It's a sore subject amongst Sterling and Roy.
It's not.
828 sure. Texted
we love Callum.
We do love Callum, but Callum loves someone on the show too
much.
No,
he does not. He does not.
DM slides and all. Differences by Genuine. Just kidding. But my girlfriend and I have two songs. The first one's Crazy for You by Madonna. God, I love that one too.
I do too.
And the second is Perfect by Ed Sheeran. Crazy for You is
perfect
good.
Perfect by Ed Sheeran sounds good.
Cherish by Mark Wills. I think of my fiance Samantha. People are going down. They're getting their feels this morning. When
I
we were
can't
talking
do
about
country
this.
Though, because Sterling hates country music. Hates it.
980 says Roy the WAP. Duh.
That's what I'm talking about. Worship and praise, brother.
There
worship
you go.
And praise.
Together Forever by Rick Astley. You got a good selection there, dude.
We'll wing it.
What's going to be so funny, Loren, is that when they discuss this, I wish I could be a fly on the wall, like their first wedding dance, because they're both going to come with something that they think means something for the other, and it won't mean anything for either.
Well, I do want a Callum Scott song to be the song.
Is it? Dancing by Myself? Isn't that the one that we play?
He does a song called You Are the Reason, which is really good. But
dude, you can't do that.
Sterling thinks, you know, I'm going to leave him and go date Callum Scott because I got a big crush on him.
Yeah, Dancing with a Stranger there. Or Dancing on My Own, that's Callum Scott's song.
Yeah.
Well, you could have Callum come in and sing to you actually live.
You could perform at your wedding?
Yeah.
He would come. I invited him.
I know.
I text him, said, come on. And he would come. But then I don't want to make
it. Dropping like hints through the whole song, though, like changing lyrics to see if you would notice.
You are the reason.
Right.
And I would be so good together if Sterling would just sit back.
No, him and I are just friends.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Friends. Thank you. This is the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. Kiss 95.1. Love you, Callum.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Boy on the Red Morning Show. Legendary Friday free-for-all throwback hit.
Woohoo!
All morning long.
Loving the Friday show. Having a great weekend with sports. It's supposed to rain and thunder all weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bummer. I mean,
at least we have something to watch now.
Yeah, sports are back.
Yeah.
Serena Williams lost last night in tennis.
Devastated, dude. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, so Osaka's going to play Azarenka for the finals.
Yeah.
We got the Panthers, of course, on Sunday.
No crowd.
What's NC State doing, my Wolfpack friend?
What'd you say?
What's NC State doing?
Like right now?
No. Like, what's their sports schedule the weekend? Are
they have primetime Saturday night.
Against whom?
Great question. I forgot. I'm looking it up right now.
Nicole is a.
She said what? Right now? Yeah. What's for breakfast?
Graduated Wolfpacker. You know, it's all messed up because the Pac-10's not playing, Roy. Neither is the Big Ten. They're not playing football.
So there'll be
no Michigan games. There'll be no Ohio State games.
Right.
UCLA
is
not playing.
I think the ACC's playing.
That's right. That's where.
Sorry. They don't play this week. They play next.
Okay,
fine. They have prime time next Saturday against Wake Forest.
Is Wolfpack in the ACC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
It's the only conference I know. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know sports. I don't know what to tell you. Although I was going to make an effort to really enjoy football this year. But of course, COVID happened.
Yeah.
You can still enjoy football. Here's what you need to do. You need to
put money on it.
You need to play fantasy, because fantasy is a good way for you to get behind players that you might not know and learn players and learn different teams.
Manny and I went to Dave and Buster's, and I loved, what do they call it, March Madness?
March Madness, because he was beating me.
I stole like $80 from Manny.
I bet. And by the way, like, I live and breathe sports, so I know all about March Madness and stuff.
Yeah, and this cat picks on the colors and the mascot.
Yep. Yeah, and I lost.
I was like, there's something about the way these boys are sweating and moving up and down the court.
My team was favored by 12 and a half points, and I lost by 20. How'd that happen? All right. We got a DM from somebody as we continue on our Friday show with the legendary Friday free-for-all. More throwback hits, but we have to read this DM because it's funny, and I love it. It's about finding stuff in an apartment. You know, when you go to his house for the first time and you spot something, you're like, is this a red flag? This one is funny, and I think we're all going to have a different opinion whether or not what she found was creepy.
We'll get to that and more throwback hits coming up next.
Kiss 95.1.
So what's, like, something creepy? You know, if you're out dating and you go into the apartment and you find something a little creepy. This girl found binoculars in the person she's dating's apartment. He says that it's for, like, camping trips or if they go to the beach.
Okay, why are they out?
But it just seems strange to have a pair of binoculars sitting out. And the whole thing seems strange, too, pressing the binoculars against your eyes, looking out into something, zooming in.
I think, by the way, didn't she say, too, that he lives uptown?
Yeah.
Oh, this cat is looking into other people's apartments.
Yeah, with the skyscrapers. Or he's looking at birds.
Not up that high.
Or watching the night. If he's high enough, he could watch baseball.
Yeah, that you could do.
So wait a minute. Hold on. Blanket statements here. Binoculars are creepy. Anybody jumping on board with that?
Yeah, I think if you live in the city and you have binoculars, they're definitely creepy. My mom's got them at the beach, but that's to, like,
to see if someone's drowning.
Out on the ocean. Yeah.
So she's like a lifeguard up there in her beachfront condo?
Yes, but I'm not going to lie. I've definitely used them to spy on people on the beach before.
Check out the package on that one.
Mom. What? Okay. Unpopular opinion. I'll throw it out there. I think having binoculars or a telescope, if you live in the city, is important. Because it's not like you're spying on people. You're just looking around and investigating. Coolest thing. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, and it's creepy. You think you're the neighborhood watch?
No, I'm just curious.
But, you know, do you have the big, big binoculars, the huge ones, or do you have the small ones that you could fit in a pocket?
Well, hold on. Time out. Let me preface this by saying I'm talking about when I lived in New Jersey and my friend had a place in New York City and he had binoculars. And we would look around and it was boring. 90% of the stuff was just people watching TV or, like, walking from the kitchen to sit down. There's nothing going on.
But occasionally you'll get the good one.
Now, I have the binocular. Yeah, I did get to see a good one once.
Yeah.
And by the way, that never happened again. Like, we were all, like, we would run back to that apartment. And, like, we marked it with tape on the window so we knew exactly where to aim it.
You guys are so gross.
Nothing ever happened again. My binoculars now I have at home, but I live in Waxhaw in the suburbs, y'all. And they're, quite honestly, they're put up, and I only use them to look at planes every once in a while if, like, a cool plane flies over. How the mighty have fallen, huh, Nicole?
So I think it's weird if the behavior doesn't match the binoculars. Like, I don't know, like, if he meets, like, what if he uses them for hunting? I don't think looking around is that weird. When I used to live on the light rail here in Southend, and I would walk the light rail every day, the apartments that literally back up to the light rail, I've been obsessed with, like, interior design and decorating. So
the people that are living inside those apartments, people.
Would you look inside my? I lived right beside you. Would you look in beside my apartment?
No, I can't see into your. You were on, like, the second floor.
Yeah, but that's creepy.
It's curiosity. If the windows were wide open and they had, like, a bunch of plants or, like, a nice layout with the couch, I'd be like, oh, that looks nice, and I would mental note it.
See, I think you guys are so quick to jump on the whole creepy thing, but it's more just curiosity.
Now,
like, if you're out in public and you're walking around, like, at the beach, like, where Loren's mom has binoculars, and you're just looking at people, that's not creepy.
I agree. And we got a text message from 704 that says, what's the difference if you're watching people on the beach versus watching people in the city? You're still watching people regardless. But I'm not watching somebody at the beach in the privacy of their own home. Like, that is,
now, you missed the good stuff.
Taking things to another level. That's an invasion of privacy. If you're laying on the beach in your thong or your man hammock, like, you're putting it out there for everyone to see anyway.
Man hammock.
I mean, yeah, like, if I saw two people laying on the couch or something, I wouldn't want to stop and just look at them. Like, that is, I feel like, an invasion of privacy. But if I can see inside someone's home and I'm like, oh, that's I really like that layout, or I really like what they did with their kitchen, or, oh, that shelf looks cool. Yeah, I'm going to look.
That's weird.
The thing about binoculars is that they're not conspicuous. Like, you can't hide the binoculars. You know, like, you're clearly stalking if you have binoculars.
I mean, I had a friend who had a telescope at his window Upper Manhattan.
But at least, like, there's a specific reason to have a telescope. Like, you could say you were really looking at the stars. Yeah, and you just happen to maybe look into somebody's house.
But when you live in the city, you can't see the stars.
Yeah.
All right. Binoculars, creepy or okay? 704-570-9595. Everybody's going to say creepy. Somebody's going to admit to the fact, like Nicole and I, we like to look at people. Love that ending. Love that ending.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We have to play that so we know we're back on the radio.
Legendary Friday Free For All. Playing your throwback hits all morning long. We were talking about our binoculars creepy. 803 says, yeah, they're absolutely the worst. Anyone who has it should be watched.
Someone always, and by the way, people always love the music that we play. Because someone said, it's hilarious that y'all played Funky Cole Medina after the bit about creeping out with binoculars.
Because that's a creepy song.
If you don't want to be seen, shut your blinds, 980 says.
Ooh, so they're okay with the binoculars.
Sometimes you just want to let some light in.
Well, I got accused of stalking and being creepy once. I just got my drone, and I didn't know where I could fly because I lived in the city. And I didn't want to be near the airport, so I went over towards the Metropolitan, which is an area in Charlotte that's just beside the skyscrapers, and it's got like a Target, a condos, and some restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like a little park with a river right there, and I shot the drone up in the air, and I'm just kind of flying around. And I'm probably out there for like 15, 20 minutes, and the guy comes up to me and says, you got to go. You got to go.
Was he in uniform?
Nope. He was just some old man. He goes, you over here snooping on my wife. Everyone in the condos are all concerned. We're calling the police. You got to go. And I'm like, I'm not snooping. Look, the skyline's right there. I'm getting video of the city, not the video. Well, we can't tell where your camera's pointed. We just see a drone outside of our window, and all the ladies inside are concerned.
I mean, that is concerning.
What, were they doing a yoga class?
I don't know. You know, I don't have time to break down the fact that I'm gay and I have zero interest in your 60-year-old wife. She ain't
time and place.
She ain't doing it for me, bud. It ain't my cup of tea.
So? So you pack up?
Yeah, I packed up. I didn't want to go to jail. But then I started like researching the law, and they're like, the guy had no right to
he
tell
can't
you to
kick
leave.
You out.
Yeah, you don't own air horizontally in front of your house, you know.
A lot of people, Lorraine, texted us from 704 numbers and 980 numbers and said, if you don't want to be looked at, close your blinds. And that goes especially for people that live in taller buildings in Uptown.
I should have told him that. That's a good line. If you don't like my drone, close your blinds.
Well, I mean, there is some truth to that. Like, you have to know that if you live in one of those big buildings, and I don't know if anybody listening right now is living in the Uptown area, but if you are, 704-570-9595, the question we would have for you is, like, how cognizant are you that at any point, especially at night, somebody could be watching you?
I mean, you can't leave your blinds closed 24/7.
But maybe you also don't care if someone's watching you. You're not doing anything.
Maybe you like that.
Do you guys remember Macy? Producer Macy years ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She used to work on the show a long time ago. She says, I watch my neighbors. She texted us. I watch my neighbors 24/7. I know that at 11:42 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, my neighbor brings home his girlfriend during lunch while his wife is working.
Scandalous.
Oh, for and I go, do you use binoculars? She goes, oh, for sure. We live on 5 acres of land, and I have to use binoculars.
Well, being out in the country, I probably get it. Just in general, if you have a lot of land or if you're hunting.
Fishing.
I don't know why you need binoculars while fishing, but sure. Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Clearly, Maney has never been.
You can't use the binoculars while you're fishing?
You just look, I guess, like in the water. I don't
know. All right. It's not
this
a goggle.
Maney, Molly, Loren. Throwback music till 10 a.m. with the legendary free-for-all and an update from Haley, who found her fiancé's ring that he was going to propose with. Update coming up at 10.
Kiss 95.1.
As we throw back the music with the hits of yesterday, we are also stopping to talk about what's happening in Hollywood. Give us one last look for the week, Loren, with the dirty.
Yeah. So I'm going to get to a story here that I think is going to hit a little close to home for all of us. But first, I did want to give you a Keeping Up with the Kardashians update because there's so many rumors out there flying around right now. And one of them is that Kris could be part of the Real Housewives series. That's one of them. And I would die for that. I would live for that.
Obviously the Beverly Hills one, right?
Yeah, of course. I think she fits right in with that group. And she would be like the new alpha out there. I did hear that Khloé took it the hardest of everyone and that she was still crying days later.
She didn't want it to end?
Yeah. And she felt bad having to tell, like, the crew that it was over. You know, because I'm sure you get close with the crew as well.
Yeah, the crew loses their jobs.
Yeah.
Another reality show.
Yeah,
Housewives of Salt Lake City is now filming, or is actually done filming. It's about to premiere.
But these
do we not have a Real Housewives of Charlotte, by the way?
Because you are pushing too hard for it, and that turns people off. like you can't act like you got to act like, man, it's not a big deal, and then maybe it'll come.
I'm not saying I need to be casted in it, although I'd like
yes,
to
you
be,
are.
But...
see, you always say you need to be casted in it. I'm pretty sure if a network executive lived here, you'd post up outside of his house every day.
Probably. If nothing else, I'm persistent.
Talk to our buddy Brent. Tell him you want in.
Yeah. Roy, you may have been onto something because the other rumor is that they are leaving the E! Network because their last contract was only for $150 million, and now they're seeing like Ryan Murphy and J.J. Abrams getting these $300 million contracts for the streaming services, and they want to go global.
And I have from an inside source that Netflix was going to be developing a lot of unscripted television series.
Mm.
And I know some famous YouTubers that's been doing some pitches to Netflix. For a reality TV series.
So you think that the Kardashians are trying to get in on that?
I do. I think it's already done.
Oh. Yeah. It's even juicier.
Yeah, I think it's already been done.
All right. So also in the headlines, somebody who has been on our show before, Whitney Way Thor. There's news that her ex-fiance just welcomed his first child with another woman.
Wow.
You know, on TV, they had the whole will they, won't they between me and her, and people are like, oh, my God, they'd be perfect for each other back when I was in the closet. Mm-hmm. I wonder if she knows I'm gay.
Well, she lives in Charlotte now, I heard.
She doesn't reach out to me.
Doesn't reach out to us.
I've tried to reach out to her, and then
No luck?
No, but she may have changed numbers. Or honest to God, I may have changed numbers, but at this point, and she's like, who's this strange person that keeps calling me?
So, because you don't leave voicemails, she never knows. Yeah. Wait till you get married, then Roy will be in on E online as like Whitney Waythor's
fling.
Former fling marries.
Yeah.
I don't know who her publicist is, but she's got a good one.
All I know is we were set to film a whole nother season right as producer Nicole came in of TLC's My Big Fat Fabulous Life, and they wanted a storyline that Roy wasn't comfortable with and none of us were. And
they were going to come back like the next week, and then it did not work
out. And we were like, hey, we'll still be interested in...
They didn't like the whole gay thing, I don't think.
They wanted to just run it.
Yeah.
I think they...
Hello, TLC? Mean, hello?
I think they were hoping for another season of dating.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were. Yeah. That's what they were looking for. Anyway, if you are excited about SNL, it is coming back in October, and you can get the rest of your celebrity gossip at kiss951.com.
How great would it have been, though, for you to be like, I'm dating someone? And I think you do say that in one of the episodes.
I do, but I was still in the closet because I didn't want my dad to find out I was gay on TLC.
And she was digging at that point.
Yeah.
But
she
like,
didn't believe you.
Sterling would have never done reality TV, but they could have had a stand-in for Sterling.
Yeah, we just started dating. You know that show almost broke me and him up?
I'm sure.
That's pretty bad.
You have such a love-hate relationship with that show and this show. Like, yeah, your actual life hates your showbiz life.
It does. It does. I have a hard time being a performer and having a private life.
All right, head over to kiss951.com if you forgot anything. Nice little stories about 9/11 are up there as we remember 9/11 19 years ago today. Up at kiss951.com. Also, you can always stop by our store and get those Kiss95.1 masks. The more things are opening and the more people are going out, you got to protect yourself from giving the virus to others by wearing a mask. You can get an MRL show mask.
I heard, by the way, that a lot of people are getting them.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.